According to their website, McGill University ranked 21st in the world last year. It also ranked first among medical universities. But this doesn't mean McGill's immune when it comes to issues of sexual assault. Coming up, part one of my series on sexual assault at McGill, I'll speak with a member of McGill's Sexual Assault Center.
What prompted action last year on behalf of various groups to try and push for a sexual assault policy were the incidents around the football players at McGill who had been charged with sexual assault yet had remained on the football team.
This is Kai O'Doherty, member of the Sexual Assault Center of McGill Student Society. Kai says the football coach and administration members at McGill knew about the charges for a year and didn't act.
The response the administration had garnered a lot of attention and outrage on behalf of a lot of different groups.
Kai says a number of students from different groups actually ended up coming together on their own to discuss the issue and to come up with a sexual assault policy for the whole university.
We started, meeting at the beginning of last year, so in January, February. And then after a month or two, we proposed a policy. We came together with a list of demands that the various groups involved agreed with and posted that online as well as in various media outlets to try and get the administration's attention.
This is because McGill didn't have any kind of sexual assault policy on the books. And it still doesn't. Kai is still meeting with students and faculty and administrators to come up with one.
We had an immediate response from the Dean of Students, Andre Kasopoulos. Met with him a few weeks after that. And also, around that time, they were having something called the Forum on Consent, which the administration had proposed as a response to our outrage. And that way, we kind of were communicating with them on different levels. The proposed policy is all online. If you go to sexualassaultpolicy@mcgill.com, it's all there. Since that was published, we've met with Andre Kostopoulos, the Dean of Students, and the newly hired harm reduction officer, Bianca Tetrope.
Kai is saying here is that in response to his protests and the protests of student groups, McGill actually acted. They hired a harm reduction officer. They started working with students to come up with a way to deal with sexual assault.
Essentially, the response from administration was encouraging insofar as they were willing to continue talking about having a sexual assault policy.
But things haven't been ideal, he says.
But a lot of the onus became on us to write that policy, which we were had mixed feelings about. Obviously, it takes a lot of energy to try and work on these kinds of things, but also meant that they were willing to listen to our demands and allow us to form those. So we've spent the summer trying to use what we've had for the proposed policy as well as the feedback we've gotten from administration and other groups to try and form a more cohesive policy that we can hopefully propose to Senate at some time this year. I feel like the administration has been more responsive than we expected. We went in trying to create enough fuss that they couldn't ignore us, which did succeed in happening. We were able to have a response, so that in itself is really, really unusual. That being said, I wouldn't want to overestimate the amount of response that we're getting from admin as a whole. I think there's still a lot of work to be done in getting support in the other parts of the administration that are needed to support such a policy passing through Senate. So as much as we are pleasantly delighted with some of the more engaging administrators, we still think there's a lot to be done.
So the work continues. We'll give the last word to Kai.
If anyone else is interested in working with us on the policy, we're very open to having more people contact us. You can contact us at sapp.mcgill@gmail.com.